Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. What comes to mind when you think about God? Today I want to shout out, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. I think of words like glorious, splendid, kind, loving, majestic, ruler over all, wonderful, magnificent, supreme, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the beginning and end, the great I am, Creator, my Father. How else but through worship and praise would we be able to give expression to our awe and admiration, our gratitude and the wonder we have toward our Heavenly Father. Our scripture this week comes from Romans 12 verse 1. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God, to be His sacred living sacrifices, and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights His heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Let us wholeheartedly worship our Father God. The word worship means reverence offered to a divine being or supernatural power. Synonyms include adore, cherish, love, idolize, or deify. To truly worship God, we must understand who He is. As we grow in understanding of His supreme nature, and by having an intimate relationship with Him, we are more able to respond appropriately to God's splendor and might. Could I give you a challenge this week? Are you ready to offer your entire life, body, mind, and soul as an act of worship and thanksgiving to our Father God for all He is and all He gives us? Let us then be determined this week to focus our affection and passion on God. We gain an accurate understanding of who God is by spending time in His Word and in His presence. Worship involves renewing our minds, turning away from worldly distractions, wants and obsessions, and fixing our attention on God. This changes us from the inside out and finds its expression in spirit-filled worship with a pure, open and repentant heart. And let us be determined to offer our lives to our Heavenly Father as an act of worship. As described in the Message paraphrase of Romans 12, verse 1, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Our Father deserves our best, every inch of our being. Everything in heaven and on earth belongs to God. Riches and glory come from Him only. He rules over everything. He holds strength and power in the palm of His hand. So let's give thanks to God, our Lord. Let's praise His splendid name. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You with a full heart. We are writing life stories about Your wonders. We are whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. We are singing songs. We celebrate You. We praise You. We offer our lives as worship back to You, our Lord, our amazing Savior. Keep our hearts set firmly upon You and our eyes focused on You, Jesus. With uncluttered hearts, we come before You. We bless You each time we take a breath. Our arms wave like banners to praise You. You are the only one who deserves all our praise. Forever, amen. Have the most wonderful week.